Albany County, the City of Albany, and Mohawk Ambulance are partnering to distribute the coronavirus vaccine to seniors. Albany County Executive Dan McCoy was joined Sunday at the Times Union Center by Mohawk Ambulance Service Director of Operations Javon Cruz and Albany Mayor Kathy Sheehan to announce a new mobile vaccination vehicle to bring COVID-19 vaccines to residents' doorsteps in the coming weeks. McCoy says Mohawk Ambulance will have the capacity to distribute 300,000 doses to residents at home.
The people that fall into Category 1B can sign up to get a time to get the vaccine. But this means we get vaccines into the arms of our seniors and first responders. One of our main priorities of this phase of joining the governor and, you know, our governor here and the 8 other governors is to call on the federal government to get more vaccines.
Cruz says Mohawk Ambulance Service has also purchased medical-grade freezers and additional temporary storage and transportation equipment that will allow for the storing of more than 110,000 Pfizer doses and 220,000 Moderna doses, as well as establishing pop-up vaccination sites throughout the capital region.
We believe we've covered all of our bases, so no matter what comes our direction, we're ready to handle it. It's always been a goal of Mohawk Ambulance to bring the highest level of patient care to their doorstep inside of their home, and this is just another way of doing that. The pandemic has kept everyone inside of their homes. Healthcare has changed. We are now doing a lot more inside the patient's home, trying to keep them there instead of transporting everyone over to the emergency department. Again, this is just another way that we're doing that. We're now going to start bringing the vaccine to the patient's home, keep them safe, and continue to carry out that mission.
On Friday, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced the channels of vaccine distribution would expand from hospitals to a larger network that will allow an expansion of who can get the vaccine. Capital Region Democratic State Assemblyman John McDonald, who owns a pharmacy in Cohoes, says area pharmacies have just begun to order Moderna's vaccine for distribution to customers.
I would expect to see limited amounts starting to come into pharmacies over the next week or so. And I think you're going to see most community pharmacies focus on the ambulatory 75-year-old patient and above. Those are the patients that will still go to the pharmacy this day and age. So I do think you're going to start to see an increase in that.
Sheehan says the pandemic has disproportionately impacted Albany residents who need the vaccine most.
And so as we saw that a safe and effective vaccine was going to become available, the conversation around how we were going to ensure that those same vulnerable populations that needed access to testing were going to have access to the vaccine. And the only way that we can do this is if we do it together. And when we look at the opportunity, you know, the governor wants us to quickly get these vaccines in the arms of people. Well, there is a tremendous opportunity in our senior populations to be able to do that effectively. If a senior, a 75-year-old, is living at South Mall Towers, they should not have to separately go to different places and find different places to get the vaccine. We can come to them.
McCoy says residents who are included in the 1B category of vaccine distribution should use the State Department of Health website or call 1-833-697-4829 to check their eligibility and register to receive the vaccine. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.